All right, guys, welcome to another episode of The Yammer. Today, I'm hanging out with my two favorite people, my 2.0s, Flash, my son, and my daughter, Handspring. For today's episode, we're going to do a parenting slash kids podcast with fun questions. That's the only way I could bribe them in. All right, so as you're listening in, what you're going to have is Q&A. I'm going to throw out questions. Me and my 2.0s are going to have fun. Hopefully what this does is maybe inspires conversations with you and your 2.0s or anyone close in your life. And we're going to make sure that they are fun questions. All right, so number one, first question is, if you could receive a hug from anyone or anything, who would it be? And it could be anything. It doesn't have to be a human or a person.
I would have it from a puppy.
From a puppy, okay. And tell them, who's on the mic right now?
Handspring.
Handspring. What about you, Flash? Who would you want to receive a hug from? Handspring said a puppy. What about you, Flash?
A one-year-old dog.
Oh, one-year-old dog. Okay. All right, so next one on here. Next question. This one has to do with sports. And we actually practiced this one before, so let's see how we do with it. What is your favorite part, Flash, when it comes to building a fort?
You can make your own designs, make your own pictures that you can draw, and you can get everything that you have in your room. You can put it for your fort.
I like forts because it's like your own little house that you can roam around, and you can make it however big you want, small, and it's your design.
Nice. Now, this next question is going to be really funny. All right, listen closely. You got to think about an animal. Which animal do you think would be a really good driver, like in a car? So you got to imagine this animal is in a car driving, but it's got to be a good driver. Flash, why don't you go first?
I think it would be a gorilla.
Why a gorilla?
Because they have human hands.
That's true, and they got their opposable thumbs.
Yeah.
Handspring?
I think it would be monkeys, because in Jumanji, they drove the cop car where they crashed into multiple stuff, but they still drove.
Nice. All right, so this one I read online. I think it's a good question. I'm going to let you go first, Handspring. Describe an awesome day.
I think my awesome day would be like chilling at a pool with my best friend, ordering some food, and then going back home, and then playing in the trampoline with my dad, and then after that, eating popcorn and watching a movie.
What about you, Flash?
I'm hanging out with my friends in the trampoline and going to the beach with my friends and playing the butt game with our friends.
Nice, the butt game. I'm not sure about that one. All right, so here's a hard one. Here's a hard one. You want to tell us about the game? Okay, let's save it for a little bit. Here's a tough one. You both know what crayons are.
Yeah.
All right. So crayons have names for each color.
Yeah.
Bless you. I want you to think about red and green. What's a different name you can give the colors red and green?
Lizard green. I mean, not lizard green. Hulk green and Widow red.
You gotta think about a different names for red and a different name for green. Let's get closer over here. Pass on it? It's a hard question.
Pass.
Okay, let's pass. All right, so here's one. You got a business. All right? You got a business. What would you sell? And you can sell whatever you want. All right? It looks like you're ready. What are you going to sell us, Flash?
I'm gonna sell some stuffed animals and toys and some couches and some furniture and some food.
Nice. So you're selling a lot of good stuff. All right, how about you, Handspring? What would you sell at your business?
I would sell a place where you can get any food you want, so you don't have to go to all around other countries just to get that food. So, like, I would name it, let's see. Edible?
That's a good name, Edible. Now, Flash, you didn't tell us the name of your business. What's it called?
The Good Place.
Oh, The Good Place. Almost like The Good Burger. Okay, here's a good one. I think this is pretty cool. You are a photographer, a professional photographer. You got a super cool camera. And you get to take pictures of whatever you want. Handspring, you're ready.
I would make it a ghost cam so that I could take pictures of ghosts like your Haunted Mansion.
Oh, that'd be awesome. What about you, Flash? What would you take pictures of?
I would have a picture of stuff that are, like, invisible that you're not able to see. So then you can picture it and, like, stuff that you're not see, you can't see, but with, the, like, a camera that you make, you can see it so that you can see what it is.
Both of those would be awesome things to take photos of. Here's another tough one. At least I think it's a little bit hard. Listen closely. What makes, and this is your opinion, just your opinion, what makes someone smart?
Math and reading and science.
Okay. Those are good. Those are good answers, Flash.
What about you, Handspring? What makes someone smart?
Well, there's there's a lot of definitions of smart. There's a good smart friendship helping people out. So I guess really how to be kind, help others out when they fall down, and just try to be kind to other people. But still, if you're doing that, you're doing great. But if you're not doing that, it's still okay. But there's like different smart, so you can be math smart, school smart, you can be really smart at anything. So just try what you think's best.
Nice. Good answer. And Flash, you had a little more to say.
Yeah. Your teachers help you make you smart because they teach you some stuff to learn.
I like both of those. Now this one, you're going to have to dig deep into your brain. So go ahead and get ready to dig deep into your brain. I want you to pull out a memory that makes you feel happy and share it. So dig into that brain. Any memory. All right, Handspring.
When I first was born, I saw Riddle, with AKA known as our dog.
Nice. I wish I could remember when I was first born. So you have an awesome memory.
What about yours, Flash?
Whenever I was first born, Buddy and Riddle were still alive. I got to see them.
So Buddy was our dog, and he passed away. But you remember him when you were just born. Man, incredible memories. You both have memories that are just fantastic. All right, so here's the next one. This question is pretty cool. It has to do with B-R-A-V-E. What does that spell?
Brilliant
RV people. B-R-A-V-E. RV people. Brave. Not RV
people.
It could be. I want you to think about what...
Bravery.
What makes a person brave?
If you're scared of something, you do it. And if you're still scared of it, whenever you do it, still a good job because you did it. But and if you did do it and you became fine, then you could be good. But my fear is going deep into the beach because there's sharks there, swimming like the very deep, and sharks can just bite your leg and pull you down.
But bro, you're Flash, so you're super speed. I think you could outrun them in the water. All right, Handspring, What makes someone brave?
Well, you can be afraid of tests and everything. You can be afraid of animals. You can really be afraid of anything. And so sometimes it's kind of good just to be scared of them, because if you weren't scared of anything, you wouldn't really be brave. Because, like, being too brave is really not that good. Because then, well, I don't know. But
I thought it was a great answer. So you want to be brave, but not too brave, right? So somewhere around there. Now, this you both, I think, are masters at. It's energy. All right? I want you to think about what makes you energized, right? What makes you energized? I'm going to let Flash go since you just went handspring.
No, he went first last time.
What makes you energized, Flash?
Candy, because it gets you real.
What kind of candy?
Most of all, like all of them, because most of them are good that you would like. Closer. Like.
All right, handspring.
So I think what gives me hyped up is eating cotton candy, because it's made, the whole thing is made out of sugar.
Nice. Okay, this is a fun one. You both know what a circus is, right? Okay, so you're in a circus. What would you do? What would you be doing in the circus?
I would be tightroping over. Wait, not tightroping. I would be on one of those, like, cool gymnastic things that looks like a sheet, but, like, it's purple and stuff. Awesome. And I would be above it climbing, and then I would pretend I would let go and fall down, but it would catch my leg. So it would be really cool. I would climb back up, do all these tricks. I would do a split in the air. I would do a lot of cool stuff.
Nice. That would be awesome. What about you? You're in the circus, Flash. What would you be doing?
I would be running around playing, and I would be eating some cotton candy. And
you'd be enjoying yourself. I thought you were gonna say the motorcycles going through the rings.
Yeah, and the motorcycles going through the rings. I'll be on the motorcycle. Can't wait.
Oh, that's exciting. Now listen, you both do a great job making friends. So I want you to tell me, from your humble opinion, what makes a good friend? Yeah. So it could be you being a good friend. What makes you a good friend? What makes the friends that you have a good friend to you?
Well, I'm not going to talk about them being a good friend. I'm going to talk about me being a good friend, for starters. So I care about what they say. I listen, and I look them in the eye when they talk. I play with them. I let them do stuff they want to do, and sometimes mine. I listen to what's important. They listen to what I say. They make eye contact, and they're really nice, and they're really kind to me, and so am I.
What about you, Flash? What makes a good friend? And you could also comment on yourself. You can say, what makes you a good friend? You want to pass on this one? Okay. Let's go to one that maybe is a little less serious, but it's still fun. You live in a cave, all right? Mm-hmm. But here's what's cool about the cave. You get to put whatever you want in it. And you're going to live here for like a year, but anything goes in there. So anything. All right, Flash, you got this. Come a little closer to the mic.
I would put a big cage for some puppies in there, and some cats, and some toys in there. And I'll put some pictures in there, my bed in there, and
cotton candy machine.
And I'll put a cotton candy popcorn machine, and I'll put a toy car in there. And I will have a.
All right, handspring. What about you? What would be in your cave?
I would have my bed, a giant fluffy beanbag chair. I would have those like rainbow lights around the corners everywhere. I would have a jar of fireflies so I could just let them go and they'd be so pretty.
That'd be cool.
I would have a tiny little river in there. I would have a big cage bear my dog. And let's see. I would have a pantry and a fridge. I would have like multiple outlets, a TV, a popcorn machine, a cotton candy machine.
This is like a baller cave. Now, Flash.
Wait.
You want to show it a little more?
Yeah, I want a bowling. I want a bowling thing. What's it called?
Bowling alley.
Yeah, I want a bowling alley. I want.
Movie theater maybe?
Yeah, I want a movie theater. What are the things called? Oh, yeah, I also want an arcade.
All of those sound like awesome things to have in a cave. But what I didn't hear was a pool.
Me, I want a pool!
Yeah, I would have a pool in there too. All right, and then let's see. Flash, next question for you is, this is a hard one. I want you to think about, what do you look forward to when you wake up in the morning? Like when you're waking up, what are you excited to do? What are you looking forward to do?
Watch TV.
Okay, watch TV. What about breakfast, bro?
Ice cream sandwich.
What about that breakfast pancake, sausage, and egg you've been having lately?
Trash.
You didn't say that this morning. How about you, Handspring? What do you look forward to in the morning?
Waking up, having a cereal, and let's see.
Having my dog come up and wake me. But that's never happened, but I wanted to happen.
That'd be cool. One of these days. Okay, so look, we just recorded an episode on this podcast for 16 minutes and 42 seconds. You guys did awesome. Let's all come together and say adios or peace. See you next time.
Adios!